am Pastor Tosh, and I get the privilege and honor of bringing forth the word today. Something that just recently became of interest to me, pretty much this morning when God told me to use it as our visual aid to help us through this morning's lesson. So I did a lot of research this morning based on tightrope rocking. It's actually very interesting, some of the techniques and how it's all worked out and different types, if it's a rope or a wire, or if you wear shoes or you don't wear shoes, the wire you want to wear shoes because it's a little hard. Essentially, it's a whole balancing act, which you probably didn't need to do a lot of research to get that, but it's a balancing act, and it's constantly making adjustments with your body based upon the different challenge that you had, right? So tightrope walking is a skill of walking along a thin wire or rope. It's maintaining balance while walking along a tensioned wire. There's three kind of types of tightrope walking, because I know everybody's interested about it now. There's the tight wire, which looks kind of like this. It's pretty close to the ground, and it's just basically walking across the tension wire. That one doesn't look too scary, right? Like, you could see the ground. If you fall, it might be a little bruised, but not too bad. Then there's the high wire, which is at least 20 feet off the ground or higher. You see, the one guy's just like, I can't do this anymore. He just laid down. And then there's the skywalk. This is where you're outdoors and you hear about people walking over a body of water or between the Twin Towers. That was a big thing back in 1947, apparently. It was. Well, for one guy it was, and then he was arrested, but but that looks pretty scary compared to this. I mean, would more people in the room volunteer for this over this? No. Where's my adrenaline junkies? Not in this room, not in this room. So it said that acrobats maintain their balance by positioning their center of mass or their center of gravity over their base of support. And their base of support could pretty much be whatever body part they're using at that point in time to keep them on that wire. As they move, they shift most of their weight over that body part being used to hold them up. When the line of gravity or center of mass falls outside the base of support, a reaction is needed to stay balanced. Sometimes an acrobat will get additional assistance by using a balancing stick. You've seen the balancing stick, or they'll put their arms out. Sometimes it's more challenging when items are added, such as juggling or carrying a person or a chair. So let's kind of visualize this, because I think some people's lives, Diane, I stole some of your stuff. I think some people's lives... from the garden. It's cool. I'll put it back. I didn't construct a tight wire. But this will give us a visualization, right? Like, this is our life sometimes. Is this not our life? And I'm what am I worried about? Where's my next step gonna go? Am I gonna make it to the next step? Is it so challenging? Maybe I'm humble enough, I ask for help, and I reach out and grab my balancing stick. Where in life that could be calling a friend. It could be calling on Jesus. What happens when life throws some unexpected stuff at you? Then you gotta, I can't juggle, so I'm just throwing two balls around to make it look like juggling. But you're balancing and doing a balancing act already, and now you have to juggle stuff. Isn't that how life is? Sometimes we fall. Daily. Life can be this balancing act. Sometimes it's not so scary. We're balancing, but we have this thing in our head that we have our plans in place. We have our safety nets. If this, then that. I can see that if that fails, I've got this, so it's okay. I can I could see the end. I could see if I fall, it'll be kind of easy to get myself back up. Other times, it's a little higher, gets a little bit more challenging. I'm wondering if my backup plan and the backup plan and my backup plan and then that plan that backs up that plan is really going to work. And sometimes it just seems absolutely 100% impossible. And if I were to lose my balance, there's no coming back from life. And it just seems that if one little thing goes wrong on that tension wire, see what I did there? That tension in life, if one little thing falls, it's all over and there's no recovering from it. Any of these sound like your life? Or all of our lives at some point in time? Sorry, I tripped over a noodle. This seems like our life sometimes. And isn't it also fun how we like to compare? Because you picture yourself up there. Oh, there's no way, right? Absolutely no way. This guy's a professional. Look how easy he makes it. Look at how he... Oh, they deal with life so much easier than me. Like, look at her walk across that. She can even go sideways. Oh, wow. Not knowing what I'm really going through, right? Maybe I'm looking at you wondering how awesome you're doing stuff and how you make it look so easy to live. We never know what life is going to throw at us, do we? Absolutely no idea what life is going to throw at us, which is why we need to be prepared. And when I say prepared, this is what I don't mean. I don't mean to run through all the worst case scenarios. I don't mean to build an action plan for every single scenario in your life and have like a big binder just full of process and procedures and step actions, if this, then that, and you get the, you know, at work, you're looking, if this, do this, if that, do that, but then if this, we're going to do this, but then if that happens, then it comes over here, but then if this, then you need to move to B, because then there's B, but if it's not that, you need to go all the way to F. Do we live like that? We do sometimes, right? Sometimes we build a bunker, and we put everything in there that we're going to need, and we're ready to, the flight or flight syndrome, we're ready to flight right into our little bunker, our little sanctuary of safety, where I've got all my stuff. I've got my peanut butter, my ramen noodles, my Wi-Fi, my little hotspot just in case. We got our bunkers we can run to. We have all these different plans, right? And we're going to figure it out. Every single thing that comes at us, if it's balls, if it's having to raise our little tension wire higher and higher and higher, we're going to figure it out. You know why? Because we're awesome and we're these humans that can just figure stuff out. And, you know, somebody at one time conquered the Rubik's Cube, so we can solve problems. It's what we do as humans. I'll tell you what, church, though. You can have your 100 if this, then that's, if that's, then this. Should have, could have, would have. But you never know what life is going to throw at you. And if you don't know what life is going to throw at you, why are you wasting your time preparing for whatever it may or may not be? It's a lot of, what, busy? Busy. We're really busy. We're busy people. What I mean by being prepared is filling your body, your mind, and your soul with God's firm foundation. Putting the word of God into action so it's second nature. Shifting your center of mass to remain over your base of support. Remember, we talked about that here. Their center, an acrobat, maintains their balance or positioning, their center of mass over their base of support. So if I'm standing just on my foot, I've shifted a little bit to the right on my base of support. Life throws me a lefty. I shift. So I didn't fall just then. I shifted a little bit over here. What's our base of support? God. So when things in this world lift, pull you to the left or pull you to the right, and you see a squirrel over there and you see this over there, you're constantly, without even thinking about it, as I'm stepping, I'm changing my center of mass. I don't even think about it when I turn left or turn right, or I jump up and down, or I dance a jig. Why am I not falling down? Am I consciously thinking every single time about my backup plan when my center of gravity moves? It's second nature for my body to shift so I maintain my balance over my base of support. So that's what we need to work on as a Christian body, shifting our center of mass so we're always over our base of support. We're not depending on things of this world sometimes to lift us up. Because things of this world, they fall down. It's not stable. God. God is our base, our base of support, always. We have to be humble enough to reach out for support when we need it. Remember, I was humble enough to grab my little noodle. It's not shameful to need your noodle in the pool. You need the noodle, you need the noodle. Right? How many people have a hard time sometimes asking for help? Right? Because why? Because we already went over, we're awesome and wonderful people. Why do we need anything other than ourselves in this world, right? No, we need God, and sometimes we need that additional support. Sometimes we need our noodle. It's okay. This whole church is just one big room full of noodles. And at any given time, sometimes I might need one of you to help me. And I need to be confident enough in myself that it's okay when I need additional help. So we need God, we need each other, and we need the noodle. We need our noodles. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says this. And this is, I'm going to lay out all your step actions, all you're going to need. This is what you need to do. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm on our base of support. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the belt of truth, and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. I'm going to repeat that one again. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Because what does the Holy Spirit do for us? Guides us and directs us. So whatever comes our way, we'll be prepared. Because we'll be listening to the Holy Spirit, because we're praying on every occasion and under any circumstances. We're walking in truth and righteousness. We're leaning on God's strength, not our own. I should say God's strength, not our own. You read these scriptures, how can you not be prepared for anything? If you start putting these things in your life, when you start walking in your faith walk, that's when second nature is going to kick in, and you're just going to naturally shift your center of mass over your base of support. I know for me, sometimes I compartmentalize life. Sometimes I'm pretty good at that with certain things, and then with other certain things. For some reason, I have it in my head, I have to figure it out, and I have to actually think through those steps of recentering my mass over my base of support. So it's an ongoing process to do this. Since it's Mother's Day and you were thinking about kids and moms and all that stuff, does a kid just all of a sudden hit like 12 months and say, whoop, no more crawling for me? No, absolutely not. It's not second nature to them right away. They have to learn. They're all wobbly, and they stand up, and they're all like little wobble heads. And just when you think they're going to do okay, then they just fall down. They take their first steps. They're like, whoa, and they just lean. That's how we are. We have to take those baby steps sometimes in making God as our base support second nature. Because then the next thing you know, these parents are just running all over the place because all of a sudden those kids get it, and they're fast. They're gone. They get it. And it's second nature, and you're not thinking anymore as you learn. You're not thinking anymore how you're shifting your weight, how you're shifting that center back over God. You'll be ready for anything if God's always your center. That's indicating sometimes you need the support. But here's a cool Bible verse from Isaiah 41:10 that would just be a great verse for you to get in your brains. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. No matter what happens, no matter where you go in life, God is with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. Regardless of how discouraging life can be sometimes and ticking away at you, God is God. God's not going anywhere. God is God. Always your firm foundation. I will strengthen you and help you. When you feel your weakest, that's when God is going to shine the strongest through you. Yes, it is. Were you there? Oh, 1947 in New York? Could have been. You couldn't look up that high. I will hold you up with victorious right hand. Meaning God's going to lift you up in victory. God's going to lift you up in victory. And yes, this is between the two towers in 1947 with that guy. I just can't remember his name right now. Pettit something or whatever. Philippe. Yes, Philippe. Went across the towers. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. Another one that I want to read to you as we're going to close out today is with Psalm 121. This is a really great psalm, too. And I want to leave you with encouragement because you're not going to walk out those doors and all of a sudden be like, oh, now I just know to put my center of mass over the base of support. And it's going to come to you just like that. We've got to practice it, and we've got to take the opportunities in life to put that into action. To put these words into action over and over and over again till it becomes second nature. And then even then, there's going to be that little compartment in your life where you're like, why did I just do my 100 different action plans? Everything else, I just second nature. It's going to be constant reminder. So this verse and what I'm going to read to you now in Psalm 121 are going to be things that you can reference to help you. These are your guides, not all your step actions and your backup plans and the backup plans. These verses, this book, are your guides. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Amen.